For me, I could have an 8-pack. You don't know. You don't know who I am.
You don't know me.
I'm ripped from the nipple down. Girl, we got it all wrong. Was that a long time between episodes? It's hard to tell depending on when you were listening. Welcome back to Statehood, the podcast where we were bi-weekly, monthly, this year?
To assume that we had any form of consistent schedule would be arrogant at this point.
Well, correct. If you've somehow waited until this one to come out and been on the Statehood train, thank you. If you haven't, and this is your first episode, my God, you have so much to listen to.
Congrats, you didn't miss any of our weird pacing.
If you've finally gotten on the Statehood train, this is the final stop, so you need to get back off.
You've reached the caboose.
So, this is Statehood. I'm going to be your host, co-hosting this week, Derek, and then my Mr. Florida armpit, Will.
I was wondering who you're about to insult with that. Hi, I'm Will.
And Mr. Florida knee, Anthony.
Florida
Why
knee.
Why does he get
wow.
to be a knee? I have an armpit.
Hello. Where is the knee in Florida?
Jacksonville. Way up there, and it just kind of hinges down. Is the rest of it?
the dongle?
The dongle? The dangle is
the dongle of Florida.
And the armpit is whatever that Destin, Florida, on the back side of the knee. It's a really weird anatomy in the state of Florida.
Tallahassee? Jeez. I don't know.
Sure. So, yeah, we're going to do Florida. You've been asking, guys, what could possibly be the last state of statehood? And, of course, it's by far the best state. We've done it for 49 episodes at this point. Florida!
If you were wondering, I don't know which one is left. When will they reveal it? You clearly need to go back to school.
Actually, Puerto Rico.
Do you guys know Guam was number 50?
Guam?
American Samoa.
The American Virgin Islands.
We assumed you couldn't guess the final state, so we took this long pause. Like
Derek assumed this. I don't put Anthony and I in this boat.
If you listen to Statehood, I'm assuming you have no idea what's going on with your life. So we took a long pause for dramatic effect, and now we're doing Florida.
Welcome back from cryo sleep. You haven't missed anything.
I bet there's people sitting out there that are like, you know, whatever happened to those three guys?
there's some dude in Ireland who's just like, they never released the 50th one. I'm pretty sure the Americas have 50 states.
Are they okay?
There's someone screaming in a country that does not know enough in the United States going, there's 50, I know it, don't do this to me.
No, we were hoping to get the last one out before somebody decided to become a dad, but somebody decided to become a dad about a month and a half early.
Yeah, so we'll link back in. The long pause mostly wasn't because we decided to jerk you around or jerk you off. It was because my child
bad time
came,
to drink my beer.
Came about a month and a half early. So I've been a little busy with a newborn and a preemie newborn at that. So
he's
we
been a little dramatic about it.
Very dramatic, like my child. So we've decided the best thing was to focus on kid and then come back, which not planned, but that's how it worked out. So we're excited. We're going to wrap up season one. Who knows if there'll be a season two.
Don't make promises we're not going to keep.
Well, that's it. You might never hear our voice again unless you listen to us over and over.
When Derek's child is 5 and the rest of us somehow just don't have kids, which doesn't seem likely, we will be back in 5 years.
Every best season two is 5 years from season one.
Exactly.
What if we do like a full house thing where we like wait like what was it like 15 years or 20 years or something like that?
What is it? A Finding Dory? What, like a whole 12 years in between?
Like that. Yeah.
That's a long time. Got to look it up. Google in with Will.
We could do the Avatar to Avatar 2 branch.
Ooh.
When did Avatar come out? 2010?
2008.
2008? Okay, first Finding Nemo came out in 2003. Finding
now,
Dory
do
was 2018,
think Sir
2016.
James Cameron will still be around to be able to make the sequel with us.
He's too selfless to die.
Could you imagine James Cameron trying to direct Statehood season two?
I can tell you right now, it'll probably be a lot better than season one.
Yeah, the budget would be wild. Avatar came out in 2009. Way of Water is coming out in 2022. Is it out right now?
Not yet.
I was going to say. 2022 is almost over.
Yeah, there's not a lot of time left.
No, there's
like
not.
I think it's like Christmas, like right Christmas around that time
Day.
Frame.
Why do they do that? Who's going to see the movies on Christmas Day?
You don't. The suspense of all this time is killing me. I have to skip my family traditions.
I'm building my Legos on Christmas Day.
Oh, Legos. Right? I just did New York the other day. I have a little New York thing in my bedroom now for the Legos. Amazing. Yeah, so we're staying home. We're a podcast where we go through the headlines of various states. This week is going to be focusing on Florida. But to change things up, instead of doing the Florida lightning round, as we all have come to love, we're going to do the all-state lightning round. Now, I know what you're saying, Derek. There is,
not
at this
sponsored
point, 40,
by Allstate.
Not sponsored by Allstate. And there is actually 49 states. That's a pretty long lightning round. And I'll save you by saying we'll do like 6 to 7. We're not going to go through all 49 states. That'll be the whole episode.
That would be the whole episode. You don't want that.
We're going to pull from an article called The Most Ridiculous News Headline from Each State. So I'm going to pull just a few that I thought were great. Now, not, as you may know, this is going to be an explicit show. So not don't bring the kids around.
The best of the best. Derek has procured
for
you.
We're going to start with Alabama.
Oh, of course.
Love you. Carnival worker arrested after butt dialing his friend while having sex with his dog and recording the act.
Wow.
You know, I saw... In my perusing of the Florida articles, I saw something similar to this, and I decided, no, I don't think I will bring this energy to our last episode. And here
it's
we are,
opening episode.
With
it's been
it.
Brought.
Yep.
I brought it. Yeah. Just got to think about them apples.
I didn't like them.
I don't like those like apples them. At all. They're quite sour.
Wow. California. Woman gives birth, fights off bees, starts wildfire in Northern California.
Say that again.
Woman gives birth.
Uh-huh.
Fights off bees,
uh-huh.
Starts wildfire,
uh-huh.
In Northern California.
You say fights off bees?
Fights off bees.
That's a hell of a chain of events.
Like while giving birth, or like just had the kid and is now running from the bees?
I'm picturing a umbilical cord child like a weapon, fighting the bees.
He's already
and
bad.
Then the kid
like a...
hits like heel on some rock and it sparked, and then that caused wildfire.
Like a mace or morning star or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Constructed of striking stones.
Illinois. Woman missing since she got lost.
Thank you, article. Very informative.
She's been missing since she got lost.
So yeah, hold on. We had Alabama, California. What was this one? Louisiana?
This was Illinois.
Illinois. Why did I say Louisiana?
Yeah, they're pretty close together. I mean.
I think my brain just coupled all the I's and L's.
North,
Maine,
South.
Yeah, you know.
Man gripes to police that prostitute still owes him 10 minutes.
I don't know if you want to go to the police with that complaint. One, I don't think they'd care. Two, they might care further about you.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
New Jersey, man allegedly vomits 14 bags of heroin in front of cops.
Goodness, that's a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot of vomit. A lot of heroin.
How? It's got to be small baggies, obviously, but damn, that's just a lot to just
they're like
swallowed.
Snack baggies. Sorry, I got to get up. I got another snack baggie I got to get rid of, you know. Tennessee, man had sex with ATM, picnic table. Then cops.
There is an entire subreddit dedicated to this man. And what? And it's things that you shouldn't do, and this man took it as a challenge guide.
Yeah, not a good stuff. Mm-hmm.
The fact that it ends with cops.
Yeah.
And cops.
Thank goodness. Get this man off the streets.
It doesn't sound like they got him off the streets.
Unfortunately.
They got him off.
No, no.
And then the streets.
In the streets.
in the streets.
Unfortunate.
Virginia. Porn star sues over rear-end collision. All right. And our last one. Very last lightning round. West Virginia. Frat boy sues for injuries caused by rocket shot from anus.
Ooh, I think I saw that video.
Whoa!
I'm pretty sure I saw that video.
That would be painful.
That is what we call a singe in the wrong spot.
It did look quite sparking of a conversation.
What angle was the camera?
Just direct, like third person watching the man, and they
actually
took
from the inside.
No,
the it's a GoPro strap.
There's the man. There's the man on the ground in a plank position, yeah. Drawers down.
Uh huh.
Second person takes bottle rocket, sticks it in crack for security reasons.
Oh, of course.
Lights it. Third person filming everything from third person perspective. And the bottle rocket, because it doesn't release from the stem, it takes the stem with it typically, just kind of stuck in its secured location and just shot sparks until it exploded.
And into anus. Yep.
Now, the version that I saw, it was essentially EA Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the game. So good. To speak.
Good. No, yes, mine was the definition of rapidly toasted buns.
Oh, now we're getting places.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, guys, that was our All-State, not a sponsor.
All-State, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Not a sponsor. All right. So before we hit Will and his amazing Florida articles, we're going to take a quick ad break to thank...
We're hitting Will?
Why are we hitting me?
We gotta slap the shit. All right, we'll get over there, man.
Oh no! Glad we're miles apart.
An open palm belt slap is what you're getting from me.
You just triggered a lot of people's latent trauma. Why would you do that?
Thanks, Dad.
Open palm belt slap.
It's kind of like not a thing, but those words just kind of sequential to each other.
So
is
to
definitely
make it
triggering.
Effective is you the belt the. Man, what is the loop part? The class metal part is at the very tip.
We're going to Advil.
Not a sponsor. It wraps around and slap.
Oh, right. We're back and I'm in charge now. You sit down, Derek. He was already sitting. You boys ready? I've got a couple queued up here. They're quite short. First and foremost, it would be disgraceful if I left this podcast without bringing one more to the table.
An animal article?
Florida man faces charges for slapping police horse on the butt.
Yeah, you know, my gut reaction is, where is he standing? Because depending on where he's standing in relation to the butt slap... Could be a bad day or end of the day, period.
I've been
really
on Reddit.
Side note for this.
Yes.
There was a video that I saw that this guy comes up to a horse cop and says, like, oh, can I pet it? And the cop's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And so he walks up and he starts petting the cop's thigh.
I have seen that video.
Is that like a centaur situation we got here?
I've also been on Reddit long enough to have seen many videos of just people... behind some kind of hooved creature and just getting absolutely walloped in a full windup, and that's just how my brain wants this article to go. But
I mean, it's only funny if someone gets to the hospital.
A Florida man is facing charges after police say he assaulted a police horse.
Okay, that's a stretch.
Might be a bit dramatic, but here we are. St. Petersburg police say Alicia Lalani, age 27, walked up to them while they were on duty Saturday and used an open hand to slap the rear of the animal.
Open palm belt slap.
Open palm belt slap. Unfortunately, I think that is the name of the
Florida open palm belt slap.
We've said it too many times now, and it just rolls off the tongue too well.
It's hard to edit that one out of the episode.
What was the horse's name?
Oh, was it Chestnut or Peanut Butter?
Tragically, does not give the horse's name.
Was the name of the person slapping actually the horse slapping the human?
That would be some twist of events.
This is my call this horse Sergeant Sugar Cube.
Sergeant Sugar Cube it is.
You sure he attained that rank before he got out?
According to the arrest report, Sergeant Sugar Cube was wearing a police insignia and flashing blue lights when Lalani approached them. Police and Lalani told them that he didn't know he was not allowed to hit the horses.
Can you imagine the horse having like a helmet,
just a little
like
light
the
on
cop
his head.
Siren? just neighing instead of making noises. All right, Officer Sergeant Sugarcube, make the noise. We're galloping. Just galloping down to the light.
Perfect. He did not know he was not allowed to hit the horses. I don't think you need to be told that you're not supposed to, like, A, slap police horses, and B, just don't slap horses. It's not going to go well.
I mean, if you want them to move, you got to be like, all right, go on, get.
Derek, you're somebody who might have some reasons as to why you would not touch a horse. Do you care to explain why you wouldn't want to touch a horse, Derek?
Well, my explanation of horses is it's evil at both ends. So you either get kicked in the back end or you get bit in the front end. So just don't touch a horse.
So just approach it from the side.
Only approach a horse from the side.
Everybody knows the horse's weakness is a peregrine falcon, so you have to come from above.
Is this true? Is this why That's you went why to school Derek, where we went to school?
Derek exclusively falcons? Jumps out of second-story windows to land on a horse's back.
And that's why Derek's superhero name is the Peregrine. And he just jumps on people from above.
It's not really living up to the animal if I don't even fly. It's like if I just leap. I don't think Peregrines just leap to the ground. Is that why they're going extinct? They're really bad birds.
Really bad birds. Lalani was arrested and faces charges of battery on a police horse. Seems a bit aggressive, but...
Now, the question is, because it's a law enforcement horse, is it the same rights of a law enforcement officer that's a human?
I would embarrass myself to guess at what rights a police horse have.
It's achieved the rank of sergeant, I believe. Well,
hold on.
It has
Sergeant
same...
Sugarcube yeah. didn't earn that.
That's what I'm saying. It earned it. It earned
now,
all of the rights title. Of a police officer.
In my Whoa. Mind, I'm going to a, like a police
he graduated
academy
top
movie.
Of the class of his.
And this horse is like going under barbed wire and it's jumping over, like it's climbing the wall. And it's in like a small t-shirt and shorts.
Yep. And then it has the car driving portion.
It's the intro to Paul Blart Mall Cop, but a
it's
horse.
Actually on, it's also on a Segway or a bicycle.
Guys,
and it's just
guys,
like, I don't need it.
What if we just made a movie that was Paul Blart Mall Cop, but instead of Kevin James, it's a horse?
Now, hear me out.
Everything
Kevin James
else
or a horse,
is the same.
I was thinking a pony.
Nope. Full horse. Same actors and actresses playing their same, reprising their same
Mall.
Roles, but instead of Kevin James,
Mall.
It is a horse.
Mall Bart, horse cop.
Paul
Derek
cop.
Derek just had just a bit of a stroke
Mall
there.
Mall Bart, horse cop. featuring the talents of Sergeant Sugarcube as Mall Bart, horse cop.
All right, I got one more before.
Does it say that the person got kicked or hurt? Or literally just
no,
they slapped
sadly,
the horse
it does not
fine.
Say if the man got walloped. I assume that he was not injured in any way, shape, or form, and that he was just severely chastised by the horse's rider. Who is now pressing charges.
Stop! Don't hit Sugarcube!
Don't hit my horse.
I pet him very good. You're messing up his mane.
You're ruining his coat. The mane is on the other end of the horse.
I'm an equestrian.
Derek just watched a little bit of Bob's Burgers. All right, I got one more. Fort Walton Beach Man tries to carjack a semi-truck to...
Cuba.
Go to the beach.
But he's already on the beach, Anthony.
Further on the beach.
Amazing.
Is it water?
No, he carjacks a semi-truck to get away from everyone, which is something I can certainly relate to.
Don't disagree right? with what he's doing. The method does seem a bit extreme, but I do respect the man and his guts.
I'm going to call him Eddie, just because his name is Edward, and Eddie is more fun to say.
Eddie.
Hey, oh,
Derek was giving
Eddie.
Us a judgmental face before immediately joining in.
Yep.
Eddie. Oh.
A Fort Walton beach man was arrested after attempting to carjack an occupied semi-truck in order to get away from everyone, according to the arrest report.
Now, hold on. Beach man, as in this man lives.
Honestly,
at
with
the
mugshot, it seems it.
So I'm picturing this man like sleeps in sandcastles. So like, and then he's like, "Gotta make my bed," and he just puts a bunch of sandcastles and he digs himself yep. down like a little crab yep. and just goes to sleep.
He buries himself.
Eddie is cool.
Eddie's
pretty cool.
Eddie, age 30, is charged with an attempted carjacking for the incident that took place on Monday.
A semi truck would not be the first vehicle I would steal because I'd be afraid it's manual.
Yeah, I would be afraid that I would not know how to actually operate a semi truck, much like I would not immediately try to jump into a single occupant plane.
Well, hold on. There's a little bit of difference between a plane and a semi-truck.
Well, there's also a little bit of a difference between my automatic Malibu and a semi-truck. I almost am certain.
And a plane. I would hope so.
According to the report, Eddie attempted to force himself into a semi-truck that was occupied by a man and his girlfriend. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
One of the victims told deputies in a report that Eddie had told them that he needed the truck and even began to press the gas pedal. Eddie did not know either of the victims, according to the report. He told deputies that he needed the truck in order to, quote, get away from everyone. Eddie was arrested and booked and was held in county jail overnight. He is on bond for $25,000.
I'm just trying to think of, like, what's the end destination? I'm like, I gotta get away from the people on my beach. Do you go to a McDonald's?
This was as of 2 days ago. So I imagine this man is still out on
bond. Water.
Oh. So you know where you go. At the beach.
Sometimes you just get in the car and you drive, man. In a semi-truck.
You go through the low bridges and clip off the top of the semi-truck.
Do you ever have those intrusive thoughts where you're driving and you're just like, what if I just didn't get off at my exit and just see where the road takes me?
I had that two weeks ago.
I was just like, what if I just drove to my parents' house right now? It's 6 hours away. Miranda would be quite concerned. But I could just do it.
Hey, Will, Will, as a friend,
no,
we need to talk about something? We need to talk to you about something?
I immediately went home and told my wife, and she was just like, are you good? I was just like, yeah, no, you never have intrusive thoughts?
I almost left. And she looked at you and went, no, nobody
everyone
does.
Everyone does.
Wait!
Discord,
what you gonna
Discord refused to let that be heard by us.
What you gonna do down south in the Bayou Florida Attractions Addiction?
Addiction?
Now, guys, this is sadly the last what you gonna do. So I made it really important.
Almost free of the curse.
We're almost free of the curse. So we're gonna do Florida. Now, you might be saying, Derek, isn't Florida a whole one big scary attraction? And the answer is yes. Florida is a one big scary attraction. Take it from knee and armpit here. They're afraid of being the state. So we're going to do just a couple, some vanilla, some spicy, some erotic attractions that you can do in the state.
Some likely just quite boring.
Some quietly very boring. So, you know, we're going to start off with a doozy. We'll work our way up. So I'm going to copy this image. I'm going to send it to the boys in the chat. Grammarly, get out of here.
Come on, Grammarly.
Send it. What do you guys think that is?
What do we think it is? Anthony, what do we think this is?
Post office thing?
Kind of looks like it.
I mean, it has post office logo right there.
To the left.
Yep, post office.
Now, did you guys guess this was a top attraction in Ochicopee, Florida? Because this is the smallest post office in the United States.
Ochicopee needs to do something with its tourism board. They all need to be fired and replaced immediately.
Oh, for sure. Well, they can't get to a town hall meeting because their post office is a shed. This tiny farm shed was turned into an emergency post office when the town's office was burned down in 1953.
They were just too lazy to rebuild
it. It's not even big enough to have a bathroom, but you can buy novelty postcards from there and have them sent for you at the
same
time.
Is it some poor soul's like job to sit in that shack and like operate it?
It's like those AmVet donation centers at the behind Kroger's and Walmart's where someone sits on a little booth in the rain and just comes out and wants to take a trash bag full of undesirables and toss it in a truck.
I actually don't know what you're talking
about.
Nope.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I've never wandered behind the Kroger.
You don't wander by the Kroger. The guy says, what you got in your trash bags? And you just give it to him.
Give me your trash bags.
This looks like an acid trip in the best way.
This is Whimsleland.
Whimsleland. Yeah, that sounds about right.
This is Whimsleland and Safety Harbor. Guess what the building is built out of, guys?
Bowling balls?
Bowling balls!
I see a lot of what looks like bowling balls.
The Carl Artist Paradise, also known as the Bowling Ball House, is decorated with bright colors and kinds of yard art. And yes, tons of bowling balls.
Literally.
Painted and lovingly arranged in different ways, it's kind of hard to explain. It's bowling balls in piles. But it's definitely worth seeing for yourself.
It's so many bowling balls.
It's a little time.
That one's actually quite fun. I would actually enjoy walking up to it, looking at it, nodding, and walking away.
Now, this image, per se, isn't going to give you a lot of context.
It certainly doesn't.
It's just kind of like a typical business front, but in Casadaga.
Dr. Warren Hoover's place.
It's Brigham Hall. The metaphysics. What's metaphysics?
This is the psychic town of the world.
Excuse me?
There are so many psychics that live in this small town that it's called the unofficial psychic capital of the world.
I was worried that's what metaphysics was.
Yep. Or an interest in the supernatural, check this town out. You'll probably walk up to a psychic.
Gasp.
You'll probably walk up to somebody you'd rather not talk to for 30 minutes.
The whole town.
The whole town.
Guys, what do you think that animal
is? Why is it always a gorilla?
Well, hold on. What is that? It's not a gorilla, Anthony. Is it what do you think it is?
Is Bigfoot? It a Bigfoot?
No.
Listen, alligator. If it's not a gorilla and it's not a Bigfoot.
Did you guys cough under your breath and say skunk ape?
No, not again.
Now, this unique attraction. Ape. Skunk?
Seems pretty close to a gorilla.
So
didn't
this...
we cover skunk ape?
Well, not the research headquarters for skunk ape.
Looking up skunk ape, I feel
this
like, again...
This is the research headquarters? Mm-hmm. They also serve ice cream here?
They also serve ice cream and you can camp to find the skunk ape.
Amazing.
There's eco-tours. This unique attraction started as an office of Jack Shelley's Trail Lakes Campground. Then his brother Dave, a skunk ape fanatic, took up the search for an elusive Florida version of Bigfoot called the Skunk Ape. Exhibits at a petting zoo make this place a fun stop for the non-believers. What am I petting at the Skunk Ape petting zoo? Is it a gorilla? That might kill me.
I'm trying to find out if we've talked about Skunk Ape before, but it doesn't look like it.
I
well,
mean,
we might have when we were discussing point. Georgia and Alabama. You did get really folklore-y there towards the end.
I did. So there's the headquarters.
You and your weird cryptids.
I'm a hard-on for cryptids. Speaking of hard-ons, the last article for our lightning round is the World Erotic Heart Museum in Miami Beach. This adults-only museum in Miami Beach is home to a private collection of more than 4,000 X-rated pieces from all around the world. Penises, vaginas, nipples, oh my, oh
very
my.
Good.
So yeah. So if you're looking for, let's see, cryptids... If you're looking for sexy things or
sexy
post office
cryptids,
welcome to Florida. Sexy cryptids at the post office.
Sexy cryptids at the post office.
Hell yeah.
Very bad. The very tiny post office. I plan on building a shed in my not so large
backyard.
I think
mine is
bigger than
that's
that
sad,
post office.
Mine was built like 70 years ago.
Mine's also bigger than yep.
Yeah. So yeah. That is what you gonna do? Florida edition.
That was upsetting.
That was pretty good, I think. Boys, now that I can visit some attractions, what should I not be doing at them? Should I be jerking off the Erotic Museum or shitting in the postmaster's office?
They probably have rooms for that, not in the postmaster's office. We've already covered that.
Oh, you talking about the blindfold room where everyone's just blindfolded and whatever sounds you hear is what you hear?
No.
No?
I hope not. Fun fact about Florida, it is illegal to sing in public while wearing a bathing suit. Don't do it.
So you can't bring attention yourself in your Speedo?
No.
Sad. My all a cappella group, Mr. Speeds, is not going to really perform in Florida.
If you're going to let the avocados hang loose, you got to just make sure you're not calling attention to yourself through the power of song.
So banana hammocks are out.
Hanging brain. As I'm sure the 80s people called it.
Actually, I do two banana hammocks, and I actually just grip both balls and then let the middle hang out.
You cannot imitate an animal.
Imitate as in like mock or imitate as like you can't call at a crow.
Imitate an animal.
Why is that the most broad one we've ever heard?
It's targeted towards school children.
Amazing.
Uh-huh.
Turns out Florida is creating criminals by age 5. That's what this article says. It's pretty funny.
In Florida, it's actually illegal to skateboard without a license. You got your skateboard license for that?
You got a license for that?
You imagine the BMV, how backed up it is because there's people trying to get their skateboard license on top of the other licenses.
It's a lot of licensing.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a separate agency that deals with that?
The SMV?
Because it's not, it wouldn't be the, I don't feel like skateboards would fall under the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Bureau of Kick Vehicles? The BKV?
Bureau of Kinetic Vehicles.
Oh, so scooters.
Yeah, you know, the like.
skateboards
and rollerblades. The dangerous, dangerous rollerblades.
Heelys. Hold on. You gotta get a permit for Heelys.
Heelys are actually contraband.
that seems right.
In Pensacola, you cannot barrel down the street.
Uh huh. Go on.
What barrel. Is barreling?
Like a defined like barrel. In a barrel?
Barreling down the street is considered illegal.
Does that just mean like opening it up and going 90 in a 45, or does that mean hopping in a barrel, flipping it sideways, and rolling?
I think it's an old wooden barrel.
Nobody
and you just lay
knows.
In it and you go,
nobody knows.
Why is your articles getting more vague every time you read one? Off? Don't make animal sounds. Don't barrel.
Don't barrel. Don't do it.
Don't be caught looking at the sun. What?
Derek, I need to know, what is it illegal to have sexual relations with? There's not enough context in the world for you to get it right.
Skunk ape.
Sea anemones.
Sea anemones is an admittedly close guess in its level of randomness.
Just regular manatees.
Just leave those manatees alone. They're trying. They're trying
dolphins.
Their hardest. Manatees are trying their
it's
hardest
dolphins,
out there.
Isn't it?
Derek's making manatee motions.
Just think of a... No, I'm not going to go there. Go ahead.
It is illegal to have sexual relations with a porcupine.
Mm. Painful.
Mm. Not on my list of fuckable animals, but yep, a porcupine.
Derek, I need to know, what does that list entail?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of the sexiest animals. I'm thinking like a brown bear. I'm thinking like...
Derek likes to be thrown around, apparently.
I like to get roughed up a little bit. Probably a silverback. And I know what you're thinking. That's a male, but
Derek's
whatever.
Not only, this is not only where we learn that Derek's a furry, but he's also a submissive furry.
And definitely a kangaroo, like a big red kangaroo, because they're jacked.
They're just ass.
They'll put me in a pouch and more
the
than one
only,
way.
One of the few animals you can actively see a six-pack on.
Oh, yeah, even through that pouch. Okay, can't do a porcupine. Not on my list, never will be. Go on.
Rats are forbidden to leave the ships docked in Tampa Bay.
We don't want more plague. Nope.
And who gets in trouble
the
for
rat,
that? One?
Obviously.
The
shoot on sight.
Actually, the football team.
Oh, no.
The Buccaneers get in trouble.
That's true. Now, the question is, do they handcuff the rats in little handcuffs and take them away?
No, they explicitly they're... make it so that Tom Brady can't play next week.
No, Tom Brady just gets fined.
Which is fine, because he has lots of money.
Yeah, but he's lost.
Yeah, sorry, Tom. Another rat got off board. A boatload. Not FTX, though.
All right, here's my last one, because the rest of mine are just weirdly sexual or sexist in nature, and I just don't care for that energy right now. Unmarried women are prohibited from parachuting on Sunday under possible punishment of arrest, fine, and or jailing.
Unmarried woman can't parachute.
You must be married to parachute on Sunday.
I can't even think how that factors in. Because if someone sees your doubloons, that you're unwed, so it's bad. But if you're married, your doubloons can be seen by everyone.
Derek's trying to reverse engineer this law.
My doubloons are shown through the parachute? I don't know. I got nothing
for
that
one. I also got nothing for that one.
I have two.
Oh.
Okay, let's do it.
You are not allowed to break more than 3 dishes per day.
Oh.
Or chip the edges of more than 4 cups and or saucers.
Oh.
Is this a restaurant? Is this the Chinese restaurant or some like Asian restaurant who's really strict on their employees?
When Derek and I worked at a hibachi restaurant, the owner was very particular about how we treated the ramekins.
Very,
very particular. And every time he left, I just threw one on the ground.
And
that's not
my last one. It is illegal for you to fail to tell your neighbor that his house is on fire.
Dave, where were you last night? I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't tell me that my house was on fire, Dave. I was
asleep. It was 2 a.m. Yeah. And you should have told me, Dave.
Should have told me, Dave. Why was your alarm not set to my neighbor's house is on fire?
I just like the idea that like you see that the person's house is on fire and they're like just getting home, but like it's like on the back side of their house or something, and you just see him walking by and you're just like, howdy neighbor.
They walk in? Well. Ooh, sorry. Ooh. I thought you knew. Wow. The way you casually walked in, I thought you knew your house was on fire.
I thought you were just boldly going against it. Amazing.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, Derek, you got some articles for
us? Thanks, guys.
That's laws. That's what you're going to do. I did my articles. What you got?
I think we wrap up with some more Florida articles. So.
What are you bringing to this Florida? Table? Your charm so and I good have one looks? Quick one. It's useless on a podcast.
On this a podcast, it does not do so. For me, I could have an 8-pack. You don't know. You don't know who I am.
You don't know me.
I'm ripped from the nipple down. Nothing up top, but just nipple down, guys.
Derek's body mass index is nothing.
From the nipple down. I just have the heaviest looking arms.
The chipmunk cheeks on this man.
You know, ever seen Big Hero 6, Baymax? That's me from the nipple up. And then I'm more like John Travolta from the nipple down.
Take your pick on what movie. I was going to say.
Pick your movie wisely.
Hairspray.
Well, you got me there. All right. The quick one is Florida man who didn't flush toilet threatened griping friend with machete.
Florida man who didn't flush toilet threatens griping friend with machete.
With machete.
That was a lot.
No, hold on. Now, tell me if this is a man who you picture taking a deuce at your house. You're like, hey, flush the toilet. He goes, no, pulls out machete.
The mugshot you just sent does kind of fit what my brain would have manifested.
Yep.
Yeah. Guy, scruffy beard.
Mostly bald.
Little unkept. Mostly
real wide
bald.
Ears.
Starer of
now,
drugs.
Did he already have the machete on him when he went into the bathroom?
Here's the weird thing. He made it out of the poop he didn't
what
flush.
What does it matter with you?
Oh.
No, Anthony, don't entertain that thought.
It's my shit.
This mugshot is of a man who is looking at this camera going, I made no bad choices. I regret none of my actions.
The quick and dirty. A Florida man apparently didn't appreciate being told to flush the toilet in another person's home after using it. He allegedly threatened the fellow who complained by threatening to chop him real good. With a machete.
I'm going to chop you real good.
Hey, I'm going to chop you real good. The suspect, 46-year-old, we'll call him Keith, later offered this all-too-appropriate explanation to police. Shit happened.
Of course, that's what he said.
As a result of the crappy situation, Pasco County Sheriff's deputies arrested Keith Saturday on a felony aggravated assault charge. The alleged incident occurred at the unnamed victim's house in Hudson. Located about 30 miles north of Tampa, and Newsweek got the straight poop from the sheriff's office spokesperson.
I take it all back. This mugshot is of a man who's still giggling at his joke of shit happens.
Quote, the suspect didn't flush, and when the victim called him on it, the suspect threatened him with a machete he had brought into the house. Said the victim called 911, and when police arrived on the scene, they found a machete in the yard that reportedly belonged to Keith. He was using the weapon to defend himself, officers said, and could give no reason why he needed to do that in the first
Interesting.
Place. Yeah, so Keith is behind bars in lieu of a $5,000 bond.
Good, good.
So when you fight someone over, make sure they flush. Otherwise, they might kill you.
Wait, he's on a $5,000 bond?
Yeah.
I thought the moral of the story was don't worry if they don't flush.
Ooh, that's another good one.
Because that's the thing. Like, he brought up, like, hey, you should go flush the toilet, and then...
Here's the thing.
Then got threatened.
Smart thing. Go to your house right now. Rip out your toilet right now. Don't think about it. And then go get an automated toilet. Solve all
problems. Don't listen to this man.
I saw an automated garbage can, and it was fantastic looking.
Automated.
You just shit in a can? Is that what your suggestion was?
No, this is a tangent sidebar thing. But so
go on.
It was this this garbage can. It has a sensor, and when the garbage gets to a certain height. Then it automatically lifts up the bag, like it's a continuous bag.
Uh-huh.
It like lifts it up, pinches it, and then like basically like I think heats it up like that spot to like
plastic melt it.
Yeah, melt
what
it closed.
Ass
and then it cuts it, and then it like unfold. Like once you take that out, then it closes and like unfolds the new bag, and it has a little fan in the bottom that like.
Cools the plastic.
Sucks the air out to like make it like form fit to the yeah.
What bougie ass trash can.
I never felt so poor.
I feel so underwhelmed with my trash can when I put a bag in. I thought you were about to say you use a garbage disposal to the bottom of your toilet, so someone just flushes a garbage disposal and just shreds it for you and then it goes
you
out.
You have shredder knives and that. Occasionally it throws a knife and it just comes
really,
right up, but you know,
really don't. You know those weird people who sit on the toilet and flush before they stand up? Don't be one of those people with that.
Oh, well, how else do you get an air dry?
You're a menace.
That way, when everyone's getting sucked out, it pulls the water off your ass and goes down the drain. The opposite
of a bidet. It's a fan.
Yeah, it's really weird when you hook up the garbage disposal to your toilet and your sink, so sometimes it backs up and just out the sink. Yeah. So my next, this will be a little bit longer. The Florida man holds pee long enough to break world record watching Spider-Man No Way Home.
Interesting. What's the world record?
I will tell you, he spent $3,400 on tickets to set the record.
Oh, why did he need to be watching Spider-Man?
$3,000.
We'll find out.
Was he just insanely dehydrated?
Let me do some quick math and see if I can get close to the time.
Hold on, let Anthony do his math. Okay. Was this man just
tell me how many movies I have?
Was this man horrendously dehydrated, or did he have to like tell the world record people, okay, I have to pee now, and that's when they started the clock that they're holding it that
quick,
long?
Will, Google time with Will. How long is that Spider-Man movie?
It's like almost 3 hours.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Hold on. My computer is old and slow. It's 2 hours and 28 minutes long.
2 hours, 28 minutes. Okay.
So 2.5 hours for minutes. Rough rounding.
Okay. So I don't know where that helps you with how many times he watched it with $3,400.
I imagine he's doing roughly $12 per ticket.
That's what I did, and it's not accurate.
Nah, it can't. you mean it can't be accurate?
What'd you get?
Unless he sat there for 29 and a half days.
That's so long.
Okay, well, was there anybody else sitting there with him?
There's no way. This man rented out the theater. Hold on, if he spent that much money on tickets, it's possible he just bought out the whole theater. A few times.
Well, that seems like way too much.
Absolutely, but this is wild.
Ramiro Alanis.
You mean Ramiro?
Ramiro Alanis. Ramiro Anus. Estimates he spent around 3,000. Ramiro All Anus has spent around $3,400 on tickets to set the record. You may ask, how do you do it?
And also, Florida man, specifically is this record?
A Florida man may be Marvel's greatest fan. Ramiro Alanis just reclaimed a Guinness World Record after resisting bathroom breaks long enough to watch Spider-Man No Way Home 292 times.
Goodness.
No, that's
straight?
What I came up with.
It says, if resisting bathroom breaks long enough to watch. I don't know if that means in the movie he didn't go to the bathroom, so he watched the full movie 292 times, or if he sat there 292 times in a row, which I don't think you can do. I think he had to. I think we'll keep reading.
No, that's the math all checks out. Like that.
I want to see your noodles because I don't believe you.
So if you take
show your work,
if
Anthony.
You take 292 and you multiply it by 2.5, you get what was that? Hold on. 292 times 2.5. That's 730 hours.
Uh-huh.
You divide that by 24, you get 30 days. 30.4.
So, yeah,
I had 29.5. I was off by a day, less than a day.
He was off by 12 hours.
Yep.
So it goes, he previously broke the record for most cinema productions attended of the same film in 2019 after watching Avengers Endgame 191 times. However, in 2021... Arachnid Anus Klein overturned Anus's achievement by watching Calumet First Installment 204 times, according to a new release from Guinness World Records. So Mr. Anus first watched Avengers Endgame 191 times, and then Little Anus watched another movie 204 times. So he had to beat it by watching Spider-Man No Way Home 292
okay,
times.
Okay, so it's not that this man did not urinate for one Gregorian month. It is that he did not leave the movie theater after watching a movie X amount of times within a month.
Yes.
Wild.
Mm-hmm.
I was very concerned for this man's bladder and, like, urinary tract health.
I think he'd be dead if he didn't pee after a month.
Yeah.
Yep. Winning the... Go ahead.
Go on. No, go on.
No, I was going to say...
I was going to say, I remember when the Wii came out, there was a big story that somebody drank themselves to death because they refused to pee, because that was the whole contest, was how much liquid could you consume?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody died over the Wii. What a way to go.
The next phrase, and the Wii.
Died over the Wii.
Winning he the didn't title Wii. Back wasn't easy. The terms of the record stated the movie must be watched independently of any other activity, which meant Anus had to hold his pee and he wasn't allowed to take a bathroom break, snag a quick nap, or even check his phone while watching the movie. Could you imagine seeing the same movie 292 times and you can't do anything else in those times other than stare at the screen?
I mean, that's a determined man.
I think after the third time, I'd have to start doing something else because I'd be so bored watching the same movie constantly.
I'd do it. I'd try to memorize it.
When Anus achieved the record for the first time in 2019, 11 of his sittings were disqualified due to the bathroom break he took.
Oh.
Okay. He learned.
He learned.
The determined Florida man had to endure 720 hours, 30 days, watching No Way Home between December 16th and March 15th to secure the crown.
Why did he pick the longest movie? He could have saved so much of his life by just picking a shorter movie. Nothing about the runtime was about this record. It was just concurrent viewings of the same movie.
Yeah. It says, to achieve this, Anus sat through 5 back-to-back screenings each day during the first few weeks of his record attempt. The most impressive part was he completed the record while balancing family and work obligations.
Work obligations has to be part-time.
It has to be.
There's no way this man has a full-time movie and is watching Spider-Man No Way Home, a 2.5-hour movie, 5 times in a day.
Yeah.
It just can't be done.
The long late-night viewings of the film caused Anus to suffer from headaches, which were the most challenging part of the record attempt, according to the Marvel fan.
Just so many hemorrhoids.
His attributes, his dedication to earn the honor to his late grandmother, Junie, according to Guinness, she was my number one supporter, and I want to remain the record holder, he said in this news release.
I was going to say, do you think his grandmother has any idea what this man is doing? Do you think she's just up in heaven just shaking her head
You visit more often, Anus? I have to go see the movie again.
Shaking her head. This is my legacy.
I'm dying. Come see me, Anus. No, the movie is in 14 minutes. I can't miss it.
Nana, I'm trying to be a world record. Again.
I'm dying. Nana, please. I won't make it. The movie's only halfway through. I can't text you. Let's see. Spider-Man No Way Home was released in theaters on December 17th of 2021 and became the third biggest movie ever. Let's see. Before Anus first broke the record, it was held by Joanne Connor from Australia, who watched Bohemian Rhapsody 108 times in early 2018.
That's not a short about movie overtaking, either.
No.
To anyone thinking about overtaking Anus's record, he wants you to think twice before you attempt it.
Because he'll just beat you again.
I won't leave.
I'm going to watch and set the record by watching the new Avatar.
I'm watching.
Let me look it up.
Lord of the Rings extended cut 400 times. Never-ending movie.
Avatar.
Now that would be a fitting one to watch the never-ending story.
That's true. Avatar Way of Water run length. Avatar Way of Water is 3 hours and 12 minutes.
I'm going to do it 300 times.
The Jack Snyder cut of the Justice League, and that one's like 4.5. The Snyder cut's like 4.5 or something like that. I watched that one until I died 400 hours later. Yeah. So we're going to do... I have my articles done. But we have to end statehood with a bang, guys. We can't just go out on peeing in a movie theater or all this shit. We have to go out in classic statehood fashion. We have to have an article that makes us giggle, makes us laugh, and also makes us go, the fuck. So,
Anthony, I'm looking here on the itinerary Derek sent us earlier this day as to what this would be. And this is not in the itinerary.
And it's not.
After Derek's 2 articles, we were supposed to wrap up and be free of this curse. But Derek has decided to prolong our suffering.
I did not read the itinerary because I was told to just stay frosty.
Stay frosty is what I told Anthony. All right. Here, people at home.
On brand.
Yep. That was me staying frosty.
Yep. Love it.
All right. My dedicated listeners, between the United States and far, your final article headline. Florida woman's oral favor blamed for causing car accident injuring man's junk.
Roadhead crash. Roadhead crash.
Oral favors could be anything. It could have been a song. It could have been licking a lollipop.
You. Yep.
Could have been anything.
Could have been so giving him an oral B toothbrush.
Could have been licking some stamps and then punching him in the dick in the accident. We don't know.
Licking,
all
right. Hold on. Licking some stamps and then punching him in the dick.
He got rear-ended.
What a dramatic escalation of events.
He had a boom pop. She was really into it. And then she slipped and headbutted him in the dick. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
What is a boom pop?
You know what a boom pop is? We're going to stop the whole...
Looking up
boom pops. You're an American?
Are you American?
Blow pops?
No, she was not blowing him. A boom pop.
Oh, the ice cream truck classic. Yeah, okay, I understand. Pop. No, I did not have these growing up.
Wow. That's sexy. All right, here we go.
I had drumsticks.
Was I licking this drumstick? Creep. A Florida woman's oral favors are not only being blamed for causing an accident, but also for genital injuries sustained by a man.
Oh,
that's a lot of teeth.
Yep, got to do an accident.
Just here, Derek, plunge. Don't you give us the wincing face. You put this bad newspaper on the table, and now we're just reading it to you.
You put this evil on me.
Police say a Florida man was driving distracted due to the sexual acts being performed on him by his female passenger, which caused the driver to crash directly into a FedEx truck in Fort Lauderdale Thursday night. Those packages are going to be a little late.
I was going to say, what are people going to do without their packages?
The man and his female companion were both found just after the collision, both partially naked in the street.
Good. Makes sense.
I'm going to send you the image of the accident. You tell me how distracted this man was on a scale of 1 to 10. How distracted would you be to cause this accident?
Some NSFW stuff showing up here. Hold on.
Found one of them in the street and on the crosswalk and the other.
Oof.
Oofa doofa. That is one good stamp licking. Yeah.
That poor FedEx kid.
Yeah,
I think it's the FedEx guy is either the guy laying down on his back or no, those are both FedEx employees that are up against street light I see now.
I do like the one that has the pants around the knees just laying there on the street.
Images.
He's just laying there looking at the sky going, I ain't got no dick, do I? Just tell me I ain't got no dick.
Tell me how many bite marks you see. Images from right after the crash shows the crash appears to be a head-on collision.
And judging by
the guy laying in the street with his pants down around his ankles, head-on collision means two things.
Oof.
Oof. Oof. According to Daily Mail, the man did successfully avoid having his penis forcibly and accidentally bitten off in the collision. What a relief.
I know what I said, but man, hearing it in the article is just bad.
He did successfully avoid. I don't know what he did in that moment, but he successfully avoided having his junk bit off.
Amazing.
The FedEx driver and passenger can be seen chilling against a pool nearby while officers tend to the injured man and the woman who surely has a concussion from the airbag that probably went off 2 inches from her head.
Could you imagine?
Are you paying attention to the rope?
That would hurt so bad.
So far, no charges have been issued in the accident, and the police have not released names.
That is nonsense. There is so that charges must be placed.
It would be really funny if they showed the girl. It's just all of her teeth are gone.
They call me Gummy Patty. What happened to you, Patty? I'm a gummy now. The couple's SUV looks to be likely totaled, with the hood crumpled up into the windshield and all the airbags deployed. It's not clear what the speed the duo was traveling at, but that's a good deal of damage to the FedEx van. The van's hood is also crumpled and airbags deployed inside. We only can wonder what was happening inside the van.
I think we have a pretty good idea.
So, I want to thank all you state hoodians for being patient, for standing by the statehood team while we take random breaks from our inconsistent release schedule to be here for number 50.
To be a father, apparently.
To be a father! To give me justice.
Listen,
or give
if,
me
if you
death.
Came back, if you saw that we released number 50 and you came back, I love you. If you didn't come back and you just didn't know this episode existed,
you're dead to me.
Fuck you.
Wow. You're an idiot. Yeah, you didn't come back and hear this. You're an idiot.
You? I'm talking to you, person from Ireland that watched
you,
or
Dave,
listened to the episode.
Frank.
Jimmy. Brad.
So, yes. That concludes our trip through the United States of America, state by stake.
Stake by stake.
Stake
yeah,
by
you know
stake.
What? Sorry, that's... The
every episode, I've
bit.
Had to eat a full steak, and it's just, it's crazy.
There was a lot of medium rares.
The steaks were real good when we got up to, like, Montana, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That's some good steaks. You get down
straight
to, like...
Straight bison. Yeah, so thank you. It's been a trip. We appreciate all your support, your likes, your ratings. Thanks to Flip for our intro, outro, and middle music. Once again, constantly making new music. They have some good stuff. Go follow them on social. That's Flip Band Official.
The I is an exclamation point. I'm going to look them up on Spotify right now, see what their new stuff is.
So, yeah, other than that, I guess a thank you idiot, if you're not listening. Otherwise, thank you sweet, beautiful soul, you sexy individual, for sticking with us.
I love
you. We all love you. Really, kind of that sexual nature of the show right at the end.
Hey-o.
Please let us know. Send us an email at thisisstatehood@gmail.com if you liked it, if you want to hear more, if season 2 is for your alley, or hey, is there something else you want us to talk about? That'd be kind of cool. I'm sure there's other things we could do. I mean, we're not one-dimensional animals.
I tell you about our email, but it doesn't matter anymore.
thisisstatehood@gmail.com.
Yeah. I guess if you want to just
send us
say
your
hi,
favorite articles, hi. And we well, will likely never read them.
We're not reading any of them.
I'll email you back a winky face and a kiss. I don't know. You want that? Well, let us know. I have feet. You want some feet pics? So before we sign out for the last time, I want to thank the two other gentlemen in this chat. It has been fun. It has been wild. It has been kind of sexy at times. I don't know if they feel the
it's
energy.
Been, it's been
I
largely
do.
Upsetting it many more times.
Many more times. Cowie and his eyeball times. Guy was top there for me. So yeah, I am Derek signing off for one last time. The kneecap himself.
Yep, it's been fun. Been fun making this with you guys. It's been nice knowing you. I'm sure I'll never see you guys again. So,
nope, this is the last the three of us will ever yep. speak.
Yeah, this was a grinder meetup.
Friend,
friendship and the armpit himself.
Finally over.
Oh, look, I'm ascending. I'm up towards heaven. Goodbye, guys. Oh.
That sun lamp he's got is really bright, guys.
It is really bright.
So yeah, Anthony, with your famous final call, I'll phrase.
Well, stay weird, America.
Guys, heaven's weird.